Hello, respected viewers. Here I am at Shepperton Studios. It's George from Ireland here. So Shepperton Studios is the largest film studios in the United Kingdom. Got 31 stages, about 21 miles southwest of London, in between the villages of Laleham and Shepperton. Shepperton's a railway station down that away. Yeah, they've got their own multi-story car park. Anyway, it's got five floors above ground, the highest point of the building, and a basement as well. So it is gigantic, owned by Pinewood Studios Group. There's also Pinewood Studios, which is just to the north of London, Hertfordshire. We're in Surrey. So this is founded in 1931. It's been extensively renovated and rebuilt, so none of it is original. A lot of films were made from then on, and it was just when talkies came in. Remember 1927, the jazz singer, the very first film with recorded sound. Before that, they were all silent films. Why, Rudolph Valentino, the Italian silent film actor who couldn't speak English, did so well. But perhaps it was even more demanding of the actors doing it in dumb show, because they had to be more expressive with their faces without being melodramatic. And then the pianist would just play whatever music popped into his head that he thought was apposite for the mood of the scene. But then film studios began to release music to accompany the films. Obviously, 1927, they had recorded sound, only in studio conditions. It was only the 1930s they were able to record decent sound quality outside film studios. It's one of the reasons why there's so many recorded speeches of Hitler addressing outdoor rallies, because that was just when they began to be able to record sound outside at decent quality. So he's one of the first orators to be able to do that. I'm not suggesting he's good. He's definitely evil. It's just a by-the-way observation. Right, so here it is. Alexander Korda made a lot of films here. And the Second World War, the government commandeered it, and they used it for building other things. I think making fake aircraft to confuse the Germans. They bomb here because it was such a big landmark, it would guide the Luftwaffe. Remember, the German Air Force is only bombing at night because of the blackout. The ARP, Air Raid Precautions guys, were going around, make sure you have blackout curtains now, not a peep of light. Remember, the 1940s, some people still didn't have electricity, even just outside major cities, burning fires and so on, because navigation is very, very primitive. The United Kingdom invented radar. The Germans didn't have it. So their navigation by dead reckoning, a map, a watch, a compass, and trying to figure out where they were from that and get it wrong by hundreds of miles sometimes. But sometimes they could see something with ambient light from the stars and the moon and so forth. And obviously the searchlights were trying to find them to shoot them down. So what was made here, a bit of The Third Man, 1949, actually set in Vienna. It's a sort of murder mystery. And that's when it came to the spy scandals of the 1950s about Guy Burgess, Donald MacLean, Kim Philby and so forth. They said, was there a third man that turned out to be a fourth man, the fifth man, the Cambridge Five, who I'm forgetting, Fitzroy MacLean. No, Donald MacLean. Fitzroy MacLean is someone else who was in the Soviet Union. And Sir Anthony Blunt and whoever I haven't mentioned. Two of them Scots. The Third Man, okay? So starring Orson Welles. And what else was shot here that we would have heard of? The Boys from Brazil in the 70s. Got a fan there. And a few other things. Watch it, Young Victoria. That's only about 2009. My mind's gone blank as to what else was shot there. So there it was. I was cycling past. I thought, that looks like the biggest warehouse I've ever seen. But no, it is Shepperton Studios. Right, thanks for watching my video. Toodaloo.